or ran into an old friend.
Mm-hmm. And suppose we'll have a shirt situation again here. Your son tries on a shirt one day and he finds that it's too small for him. And you might say either the shirt shrunk or the boy...
It's wrong. Mm-hmm.
Any other way? Suppose 2 months ago the shirt did fit. Say, in those 2 months, either the shirt shrunk or the boy...
It's wrong.
Okay. Suppose a member of the family comes in and says, do I have time for a bath before supper? I didn't get real dirty, but I ran a race with a friend, and I what? Meaning that...
he got dirty?
Yeah, meaning that he woke up in perspiration.
Perspiration?
Yeah, he sweats.
I got hot and sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Well, say today he sweats. Yesterday he...
sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Today I take something. Yesterday I...
cook.
Mm-hmm. And, today I drink something. Yesterday I...
drank.
And today I sit down. Yesterday I
sat.
And did you ever say anything like I done work hard or I done work all day?
I don't think I use it that way.
Mm-hmm. He kneels down and yesterday he
nailed.
And, did you ever say anything like, well, suppose somebody has to stay in the really sick and they have to stay in bed all day. So you say, yesterday he... today they lie in bed all day, yesterday they...
lay in bed all day.
And, tonight I dream, last night I...
dream.
And, morning I wake up early and yesterday I
woke up.
And today I climbed a tree, yesterday I
climbed.
And one of the grandchildren comes up with a naughty word. And you wonder before you learned it, you say, who
did you hear say that?
And suppose somebody gives you something as a gift and they don't remember it. And sometime later they come to your house and visit you. And they say, oh, what a pretty lamp. Where did you get that? And you say, why that?